is take this over with only Amen.
Lord, I pray that you'll bless Liz and Douglas and all the organizers with energy and wisdom. And Lord, we pray for all the seeds that are planted through this event. Lord, like we heard this morning, it will change the future. When we change lives, we change the future. So we just pray that you'll enrich it as a real kingdom building event. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Lord, I just want to pray for the time building up to the event, Lord, especially with the core team as they prepare and still get things together, all the practicalities. We just pray for an outpouring of your love, your outpouring of your spirit into their hearts. We pray for unity, and we just pray for a togetherness, that the whole thing will come together, because we are just doing this to glorify you through everything that you do through the children, Lord. And we pray for the young ones and for the event, that your presence will be there, surrounding each and every person there. Amen.
That's off now, is it? And I'd like to invite Ronald to come forward and read the scriptures now. Oh, there's songs now. Sorry. Song set now.
Our reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 11 to 14. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, yeah, that's better. That's better. You're waking up. That's good. Right. It's quite an interesting bit. Four verses contain quite a lot. But something really struck me. That you are included because of the message of salvation. Is not next door neighbor. Is not the preacher. Is not the worship team. Is not, it is you included because of that word of salvation. Right. Last week we started Ephesians and we said we are blessed because of, you remember? Redeemed. We are blessed because we are adopted. We are blessed because we are its chosen. We are blessed because of blood of Jesus, the redemption. Therefore, the pure salvation message is that you are redeemed in Christ Jesus to be included in him. This is the message. Right. It's chosen. This is the word we have today, part of our series. We are its chosen, in his it's chosen. It's a big word. It makes me think a lot. I looked at other translations. I don't want to call it interpretation. I will call it translations. Because I can interpret the way I like it. But when you look to different translations, he tried to look to the Greek word. But he said, obtain inheritance in some translations. You take part of the inheritance in him. If you leave legacy to someone, if you leave inheritance to someone, he take that one. You work hard on it. You do leave position, you leave a lot of stuff, you leave inheritance. That part of you are chosen. It chosen mean I have access to this inheritance. Chosen mean I have right to use this inheritance. It chosen mean I have full access to do what I want to do with this inheritance. But do we know what that means? Or how far we believe that we can take that inheritance and take part of it and be chosen and taking part in this? How far we go? How far we believe? How our faith taking us to explore this? When God said, you redeemed, meaning you are free from your sins, is all paid for. How far you believe this? When God said, you have access to all my promises, not part of it, how far you hold into his promises? And how far you won't see these promises fulfilled? Because you are chosen. Again, it's chosen. You are obtaining that part. You are taking part of it. You are part of it. You have full access of it. Meaning, I can believe the promise he gave me. I am with you. Love and mercy will follow you. How far I am going with this? How far I am believing that be healed in Jesus' name, he will be healed. How far I am aware of the authority I have in Christ Jesus is part of what I do in my life. I have full access. Jesus said something really interesting, it struck me a lot of time. From now you will see that heaven opens. And you can get in and out, and you experience something totally heavenly, different in your life. From now, you see this. How far, how many times I get into the heavenlies? I need it. I need it. And I don't understand it until now. But I need to go and believe in my heart that he gave me the freedom to be in his presence. Not because I done a good deed. Not because I am a good guy. Not because I can speak well. No. Because he freed me to do so. He allowed me to do so. Being a chosen, I can practice my rights. You cannot have it on a piece of paper only. You can't. I know my rights, meaning I practice them. If you have an inheritance and you left it sitting there and you are not practicing your authority over it, it's not your inheritance anymore. I have possessions, I have houses, I have a title. I am Sir, whatever, or I am the king, whatever, I am the prince, whatever. And I decided, not for me actually, I didn't practice my authority here. I didn't practice anything I have as a title for me. I didn't. I left it there, sitting. I have been awarded, Sir Imad Yusuf. Okay, great. To do what? I granted the title, but I'm not doing anything with it. I grant the title that I'm a prince, but I didn't do anything with it. I grant a title that I am a king, but I didn't do anything with it. I grant a title that I'm a priest. I didn't do anything with it. What are you doing? This is being a chosen. This is being obtaining inheritance. This is being how far I do this. Right. The fascinating bit is from the beginning of the world, he chose me. The fascinating bit, he is aware. He knows who I am before even I come. It doesn't make any sense. Yes? But it does. When you are working hard to try to make positions and grow in your work and you have companies and work hard and so on and so on, you don't know how many generations and kids they are coming, but they are working hard to leave a legacy to your kids. But you don't know how many coming. But you already work for those ones to take that legacy. He already made a way and opened doors for us to have this inheritance because he already prepared it for us. Therefore, either I obtain the title and use it, or it's a nice piece of certificate sitting on my desk that I am Sir Yusuf. Which one? Where I am on that bit? That is the bit he is saying, that you are included. You are chosen. You are in that place. You have the right to do so. How? Being closer to the truth, to the word. When they teach us some regulation to do with electrical, I cannot pretend that I am an electrical engineer without knowing regulation. Say, oh, can you put a light here? Yeah, I can, but is the regulation will allow me to do so or not? I cannot do my job without knowing my rights and the truth. Ron, can you just take that window out of the way? I'm not really sure, Ahmed, I can do that. Why? I'm not sure if this wall can carry the rest of the building, cannot do this, cannot do that. Why? I need to know some regulation. I need to know my rights. I need to know what I should be doing. I need to know my authority to do so. To be chosen, you need to understand the word. You need to come to the truth. You need to come closer to the word of God. You need to understand what the word of God is saying to you. The word of God saying you are free. I am free. The word of God, you said, you are blessed. I am blessed. The word of God is saying that I will look after your kids and your grandchildren and the generation to come. I will trust him on that one. The word of God said that you are healed. The word of God that mercy and love is following you all the time of all your life. I will believe that. The word of God is saying, do this. I will do it. Looking to the truth, keeping yourself on the word, merge yourself in that place. This is what the chosen one should do. The word of God is not, I will wake up in the morning to just bless my day. What is the verse of the day today? Oh, lovely. It spoke to me. Great. It's not that. We are not reading what they call them, there is a word for them. I have it in, it's in Arabic in my head, not in English at the moment, which is not good. You are not reading, oh, what today looks like. Is I have a good day today or I don't? Yes, this is the one. Thank you. I am not doing that with the word. I am not. That would be a real shame. If I am treating the word of God as, okay, I am taking this pill this morning to make me happy. No. The word of God is real. The truth is real. What make you chosen? What make you understanding the salvation of God? What make you change to a new person is the word. When I immerse myself, really immerse myself, baptize myself into this word, I get washed, I get clean. I understand my position is. That, what does it mean it chosen? When he said you are chosen and included, he wanted to be part of that spirit, that understanding of who God is for you. I face a problem. What is the promise for that? And I run to the Lord. You promise. I will never seek you. I'll never forget you. How much you merge yourself into the word. How much you understand the word. It's very difficult, right? I am not a scholar. I didn't go to Bible college. It's really difficult. I have some good news for you. You know, there is a higher power called the Holy Spirit. Did you hear about him? Did you hear about this guy called the Holy Spirit? Or this female or male, it doesn't matter. The third ignom of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, he will be with you to teach you and guide you and show you what to do. This is what Paul said. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit. You have the title. Again, you can keep it in your desk. I have the title of the Holy Spirit. Or make friendship with the Holy Spirit. I know him is the Ekonom, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I know. It is a lovely God, you know. He's a good, a third person in the whole Trinity of God. It's a great idea. I know about that. But how much you are closer to him? You know, he said he will teach you. He will guide you. He will walk with you. He will tell you what to do. How much you are engaged with the Holy Spirit? I am in a place in New Zealand somewhere. Not with the church. And I'm stuck. And I don't know what to do. And I'm in a difficult place. And nobody around me. Hey, Holy Spirit. I do it so many times in my work. And Ron witnessed this. I stuck in front of a problem. And I don't know what to do. And I look at it many times. I said, okay, Lord, I need hand today. Holy Spirit, you are the engineer, you are the genius. You can tell me what to do now. And I really mean it. He gave me ideas. He showed me what to do. He tell me where I am and where I stuck. This is what we call it. I am walking in with and full awareness of the Holy Spirit in my mind and heart and life. I am walking with him. That's what I choose and mean. Lizzie said something last week was fantastic about this lady she knows, and she adopted this too. And when she asks them, who are you? I am loved. I am precious. Where did that come from? Mom said, feeding them that they are loved and they are precious. The Holy Spirit is feeding you the same thing. You are loved and you are precious. The Holy Spirit is telling you, I am with you. I am here to comfort you. I am here to guide you. I am here to walk with you the journey. You are stuck. I am here for you. That is what the Holy Spirit is doing. Understanding where you are in Christ Jesus, it makes so much sense. The disciple came to Jesus and said, we don't know how to do that. He said, just help us to believe. This is, it was their fine word to Jesus. Help us to believe. And here is our fine word to him. Help us to believe that we are chosen. Help us to believe that the Holy Spirit is here. Help us to believe that I am saved and I have eternal life. Help me to believe that I am walking in your full goodness and love and understanding. I'll tell you something. When you pray, God believes you. When you pray, he comes. When you pray, you said, you pray this prayer, I am here. And sometimes we don't believe. I'll tell you a story for that. You remember Peter? They arrested him, put him in the prison. And the church was praying. And actually, this is the second time in the book of Acts. Him and John was there, and they find them in the synagogue preaching. The angel of the Lord gets them out. Still, the church didn't understand the concept. Okay, Peter arrested again. The church is praying. The angel of the Lord get him out. Knock on the door. No, he's not Peter. He's the angel of Peter. He looks like him. We didn't believe that. And sometimes you pray about something and the Lord answers. Said, is that you really God? Are you really answer my prayer? Or maybe you answer it for Susan, not me. Maybe you are mistaken that you heard me wrong. Do we do that? Where we are, what we are looking at. When you pray, he answers. When he tells you that you are chosen, he means it. When he tells you that you are included because I pay the price, he really means it. When he tells you that I send my Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you, he really means it. Where are you? Do you believe him? Or this is for Ron, not for me? When he says he chose you from even the beginning, before the world is began, he knows. Because he is outside of our limited time and everything. He sees it. He knows it. Your inheritance is your nation. Your inheritance is your title. Your inheritance, your neighborhood. Your inheritance is your city. Your inheritance is the land you live in. Your inheritance. This is what the Bible said, not me. Blessed who are they humble, because they will inherit what? The earth, the land. I didn't bring that from my imagination. This is the word. Psalm 37 is talking about the righteous inherit the land. Again, I didn't bring that from my imagination last night because I felt like, oh, this is a great idea. Inherit the land, it means you fix it. You look after it. You do what God asking you to do for it. I ask me, I will give you the nations. Psalm 2. This is your inheritance. This is what you have in Christ Jesus. Your kids. Pray for them. Because this is your inheritance. Everything he gave you, it's your inheritance. How much you are standing to ask for your inheritance? He say it. Ask me, I will do. Just believe. Shall we stand up? If you're able. And ask the worship team to come and just play. And just come into a time of prayer and worship. Just bring that concept that you are a chosen. Bring that concept to your mind and heart today. You are a chosen. You are redeemed. You are blessed. That the blood of Jesus is enough for you. The ultimate sacrifice of Jesus is enough for you. To make you son, to make you daughter, to bring you in, to be included in Christ Jesus as a son and a daughter. Ask me, I will give you the nation. Is it your inheritance? Ask me, I will give you Ely as your inheritance. Ask me, I will give you eye looking after your kids. Ask me, I will bless you. Ask me, I will walk with you. Ask me, I am here for you. But ask me. Come to me, you are weary, you're burdened. And what? I will give you rest. You are chosen because of Christ. You are chosen because what he did. You are chosen. And my thing is, walk into your title. Walk into your destiny that he chose you. Walk. Walk into this.
We proclaim it. You have been with us. Every moment of our lives, through the dark valleys, you've been walking with us and seeing us through and turning the evil things into good. And through the high places, Lord, you are with us as well. Building your kingdom, and we praise your name all my life. You have been faithful, and goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. That's your promise. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We thank you for your goodness is running after us. Thank you for the word of your promise that you never leave us, you never forsake us. Thank you for the word that saying, I will give you rest. Thank you that you are willing to walk with us even our faith is so poor to believe. Thank you that you believe our hearts and prayer when it comes to you and you respond. Thank you that you are here. You are here for us. Our Father, I just pray that we recognize our inheritance in you and what you have for us. Help us to understand how much you include us and how much you chose us. Help us to, our spirit, to just connect with you on a daily basis. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Father, I pray your blessing over each one of us for this coming week. I pray your goodness to cover us this coming week. I pray that your love will cover us this coming week, Father. And we will experience your hand in whatever decision we are doing or whatever journey we are going through or any new season we are going in university, in work. We ask you to come, Lord, and walk with us this coming week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Fellowship hall. This will be a quiet area. If anyone wants prayer, pray with each other or ask myself or Matt or Helen or someone else to pray with you. Thank you.